Welcome to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com.
Hi, it's Sarah from The Coaching Revolution, and today I have with me the wonderful Becky Field from Westfield Coaching. Hello, Becky.
Hi, Sarah. Nice to see you on a Sunday.
I know, on a Sunday. This is a really exciting podcast and video that we're recording, because for a start, it's the first one that I've recorded as a video. And normally I just take the sound file and share that as a podcast. This one is going to be a video and a podcast, so we've both had to, we can't be in our pyjamas.
No, we can't.
I know. What
actually full dressed on a Sunday as well.
I know. And the other reason that this is quite an exciting one is that as of today, I am doing a 90-day challenge. And the challenge is that I will do a Facebook Live in my Facebook group every single day. And the first 26 days, to make life easy, I said I was going to do the letters of the alphabet. So today's letter is A. And what I've decided that the A stands for is an announcement, which I will come to in a bit. So we'll leave the announcement bit for the end of the podcast, but it's a very exciting announcement. So enough about me, let's talk about you. So we've done a podcast before.
I was just going to say, I'm sure it was before I came and worked with the Coaching Revolution.
Yeah, I have to say, you were one who identified yourself as our ideal client off the bat, but felt that you just couldn't afford to work with us.
Yeah, absolutely right. I think I'd set up my business. I had paid a great amount to train as being a coach. Mm-hmm. And I think I couldn't afford it purely because the outlay.
Yeah.
But everything you said on LinkedIn, I was your ideal client. I did identify with the fact that I'd done my own thing for two years.
Yep.
And yet I lacked the other 50% that you talk about in your LinkedIn profiles.
Business development skills.
Yeah.
Basically, you were Stella.
I was Stella.
Yeah.
I was Stella with a dog called Stella.
You used to say to me, I am Stella, I am Stella. And for people who are listening who are wondering who Stella is the Coaching Revolution's ideal client, Stella Hewitson. And Stella is a qualified coach who has had a coaching business for a couple of years, works really hard on her marketing, but doesn't seem to get the traction she wants. It's got a few clients, mates rates, that kind of thing, but not a sustained flow of clients who are paying a professional rate.
Yeah.
So you have now reached the end of your mentoring program.
Because
you did decide you could afford to join us, and you bit the bullet and you joined us. So now you're standing here and looking back, what do you think?
Do you know what? I mean this sincerely. I've said this to you, and I'm not, I wish I'd have done it when I first started seeing your posts on LinkedIn, purely because it probably would have saved me certainly 6 to 8 months of trying to do it by myself. And don't get me wrong, I was happy with my success at that time. But as ever, we want more. And I wanted it, like you say, to be sustainable.
Yeah.
So I can honestly say it has changed my business. The last year alone has changed my business. Working with the Coaching Revolution, working with my fantastic mentor, and working with the fantastic group, being part of the in crowd, and having, I remember speaking to my friend, Anna, and phoning her up and telling her that I joined you, and the excitement that I had, she had to relay it to me. She does still now, that I'd found my tribe, and people that understood what I was going through.
Yeah. Yeah. So where are you now compared to where you were when you joined us? Tell me what Westfield Coaching looks like now.
Well, you would imagine, wouldn't you, with the year that we've had, that it would have been affected, but it's only been affected for the better, because before I joined you, I was umming and ahhing about who my ideal client was, and not committing. That was the thing. I was questioning it, but not necessarily committing it.
Mm-hmm.
So once I decided that as part of the mentoring, and I actually decided and committed to my ideal client, the marketing then became so much easier. So when I was talking to my Ilona, yeah. My ideal client, all my marketing seemed to flow easily and effortlessly from that point. But it was crucial for me to commit to one ideal client. So where I was before, it was all face-to-face. So I did group coaching face-to-face, which was perfect because I was used to that. But everything went online. Now, the wonderful thing about being part of the coaching revolution and transitioning to online through what we've been through this year was that my group coaching groups tripled in size. So I went from 9 in face-to-face to up to 27 at the start of this year. Was 27 people in my group coaching package. It's gone slightly down because the increase in, that's another thing that's confidence that has come from coaching revolution. I'm charging professional rates.
Yeah, you've increased your pricing. Yeah,
increased my prices for all my packages, whether that be one-to-one group coaching, executive coaching, team coaching, whatever it is, the prices are now what I'm happy with and what, you know, I feel comfortable with as well.
Yeah. Basically, you're charging a professional rate for a professional service.
Exactly.
And what's more, people are paying it.
Yeah.
That's the bit, isn't it, that we get frightened that if I charge 150 quid a session, let's say, nobody's going to want to pay it. I know it's easy for me to say it costs 150 quid a session, but if nobody wants to pay 150 quid, I don't have any clients. But that's not the case, is it?
No.
And I think clients.
The confidence comes with the results that you get because we've trained in coaching. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And actually, all we're doing now is advertising to the right people who want to access that change, that coaching they want.
Yeah. And being able to articulate it in a way that means they understand what it is they're buying.
Yeah.
So you're not talking about coaching and limiting beliefs and mental barriers and all of that stuff that Stella talks about.
Whenever I see it, I can't look at it. I have to change it.
But you one thing that you absolutely nailed there is that once you've got your ideal client sorted and you commit to them, because the fear with the commitment is that if I commit to this one, I am missing out on all these other people who might want to pay me for my coaching. Once you let go of that and commit to the one that you've got, what you find is all sorts of other people who don't fit Ilona's profile come along and say, hey, Becky. And I think that's happened recently, hasn't it?
It has. It's been wonderful, actually, because it surprised me and I love being surprised. You know, I just do my thing. I'm quite open. I'm quite direct in my posts and the way that I am solution focused. And actually, you know, to get male clients has been really lovely, actually, because they're a delight to work with as well. So it's a different, you know, it was just a surprise. And I think that was fantastic.
Yeah, it's... It's back to this, it isn't about who you can sell coaching to.
Yeah.
Because all sorts of people will still hear your message, even if they're not your ideal client exactly. There's something about your ideal client that they have in common, and they still hear it. It's that dartboard thing, isn't it? You know, Ilona's right in the middle.
I was just going to say, that's what you always say. As long as I'm hitting my marketing right in that bullseye, there will always be a peripheral, I can't say that word, but people around watching it.
On the edge. Peripheral, I think.
That's the one.
So, here we are, a year on, and you've got your group coaching, you've got team coaching, you've got one-to-one coaching, you've got blokes who have got something in common with Ilona, who have heard your marketing message. Yeah. So basically, I think I'm right in saying that all the kind of aims and objectives that you set out with, let's mention the lovely Paul Snell, your mentor, in the beginning, you've now met them all.
I have met them all and actually met them more and more, I would say, because, you know, even the changing of the website wasn't on the radar. This new project I've been asked to work on, which is to be kind of like the go-to coach for a particular organization, which has been fantastic. I wasn't expecting that. So again, lots of surprises have come through just doing the process in it. That's what it's all about. I was missing the process.
Yeah.
You know, it's what I had a good friend say to me, it's like the scattergun approach to marketing that I had before. And now it's a process. So I know exactly what I need to do, when I need to do it, at the times I need to do it, and who do I need to speak to.
Yeah.
And it sounds simple, but I just didn't know it. I just did not know it.
Well, this goes back to that it's a knowledge gap. Yeah. Coaches have a knowledge gap, and that knowledge gap is around how to market a professional services business. And so many coaches think that they can get a coach who can help them do that, but you can't coach a marketing strategy out of the head of somebody who doesn't have one in there in the first place.
No, and that, exactly. You know,
yeah, so you've got to put the knowledge in and then coach the action out. That, you know, that's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, and the great thing is once you know that, then it can literally roll out into so many different things.
Yeah.
So the options become limitless, I think.
Yeah. So one of the things about the coaching revolution that I think makes us pretty damn unique is that our mentors are all homegrown. Now, what I mean by that is people join us, usually going, I don't know what I'm doing, and I am Stella. And then they go through the process, they implement it, they take the action, they build their business, they reach their various goals. And those are very different for, you know, we don't say, this is your goal. The coaches tell us what they want their goal to be. And when they've reached their goal, some of them get invited back to become mentors. And that's how we are taking over the world.
Yes.
And you, Becky Field, are our latest mentor, our newest addition to our mentor team. Welcome
Absolutely
to our mentor
delighted.
Team. I know.
I'm delighted. I can't tell you.
I know. I bet if I'd told you a year ago we'd be having this conversation, you wouldn't have believed me.
I wouldn't have believed it. And I wouldn't have expected the opportunity either. You know, I wished for it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be lovely, but you didn't think you could ever get there.
Exactly.
And yet it's taken you 12 months.
Yeah.
And that's nothing, is it?
No, not at all.
And 12 months of COVID, 12 months of mental, everybody's business is falling to bits, everybody losing work. And it's like, no, that's not how it's worked for our clients.
No.
Interesting.
It's been my best year of business without fail. And not just financially. In fact, it's probably less financially because of the outlay. However, in actual growth, it's been the best year, without a doubt.
Brilliant. So there's something else quite exciting about you joining us as a mentor. And this is my announcement. This is my A for announcement. And that is that we are going to use your absolute strength, which is group coaching, or in our case, group mentoring. And as of the 15th of March, we are going to be offering just 4 coaches a month. We already have a waiting list. Just 4 coaches a month, the opportunity to be part of our group coaching package. So shall we talk about what that looks like?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is what it looks like. It starts with a one-to-one session. So it starts with half an hour sitting down with you and talking about what it is. What is it you're after? You know, where are you now? And where do you want to be? You know, what's your current reality?
Yep.
What's your preferred reality? Where is it that you would love to find yourself in 12 months' time, like you did with Paul? Same thing.
Absolutely.
And then in these little groups of 4, there are 10 90-minute sessions, and they're delivered over every 2 weeks over, it'll be a 5-month period, won't it?
Yes.
My maths isn't that good off the top of my head. It's a 5-month period, isn't
it? I'm shocking at maths, so I'm relying on you.
Yeah, okay. There you go. We don't have to be able to add up to do this, do we? So we're going to start by focusing on ideal client, of course, because it's the backbone of it all, isn't it?
Absolutely. And once you've got that nailed, the rest becomes easy. Believe
I know. I know. So it's, first of all, we'll be looking at how to start to create your ideal client. And then a second session on getting the nitty gritty, getting the 3 a.m. problem nailed. And I realize that's like two whole sessions, but it's really important, isn't it? This is the foundations of your house that you're building, business that you're building. But, you know, so if you build them on sand, it all falls over. If you think, oh, well, I've got it near enough. No, it isn't good enough, is it? You've got to have that ideal client absolutely nailed. So once you've done that, then the next part is, what does that kind of client need to hear?
Yeah.
How did you go about working out that for Ilona?
Well, you know, the question was, is kind of like what it is that keeps them awake at night, and how, what I do, what can I do to solve their problem? What do, you know, and how are they going to feel at the end of it? You know, now I can't give this away. So if you are imagining that, you know, automatically these clients know what they're going to get from you, it doesn't work that way. If I could bottle the feeling that people get after coming to coaching with me, I would be entirely rich.
Yeah, you'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, but how do we then put that in a marketing message so that they know that they need me or you?
So that it gets it, so that it hits the nail on the head every single time. So it's not like this, and I don't mean to be unkind to coaches that are trying really hard, but sort of this massive focus on branding and on, this is why I've given my coaching business this fantastic name, because it means so much to me. And let me tell you about all the different people I can work with and all the different solutions that I can provide. And just nobody hears it, do they? Nobody hears it. And it's a shame. It makes my heart sad. The one thing between now and the day I shuffle off this mortal coil, my mission in life is to get as many coaches coaching for a professional fee as I possibly can. That's it. That's my mission, because I believe the world needs to be coached.
Absolutely. I'm delighted when more people access it, because I just think it's life-changing.
Well, we've had our lives changed by it, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you can't find clients, you can't coach.
No.
And this goes back to that thing, is, are you actually a coach at all if you haven't got clients? It's a bit like if you take your driving test and you pass and they give you a driving license and you never get in a car again, are you a driver? Or are you a person with a driving license?
Yeah.
And it's the same with your coaching qualification, isn't it? If you get to the end of your coaching qualification and you never manage to find a single client to coach, are you a coach or are you a person with a coaching qualification?
Yeah.
And I would suggest it's the latter, which is a bit shit. Well, it's not what we want for our coaching fraternity.
I mean, some people do it for personal development, but I think once you've had a taste for it and you know that your life changes through coaching, you want more people to do it. And that is the whole point, isn't it? And I think, you know, knowing that, and for anybody who is struggling to build their coaching business, then join the coaching revolution. I can't say it anymore. I always promote it.
And you knew, you for one were resistant. You were resistant on price, and I understand why. Yeah. But I also know that, you know, you wish you hadn't been quite as resistant.
I know.
Hindsight's 20/20 vision, isn't it?
I was a tough fish to catch.
You were not a fish in a barrel. Yeah. So once we've got that ideal client nailed, then the next part is the marketing message. And this is what we were saying, is, you know, what do they need to hear? Now, the way that we at the Coaching Revolution help people craft that marketing message is we get them to write a keynote presentation. Now, if that makes you drop stiff in fright and horror because the idea of public speaking makes you want to vomit, fear not, because it doesn't matter if you never get up on your back legs and deliver it as a presentation. You don't have to. It's just a way of making your marketing message into a story.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was what it also did for me was clarifying what it is that I wanted to do and who was I speaking to.
Yeah.
And I was terrified, as you know, absolutely terrified. I wouldn't. That's the way I describe myself, but which is absolutely crazy considering I was a teacher for, you know, 18 years. But it was, what it did is it I now have everything there in a pack that is just my marketing message in one fell swoop.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so once we've crafted that marketing message, like I say, we get it into this story format. And a reason, let me give you an example of a reason why the story format is so good. One of our mentees last year, at the beginning of lockdown, responded to something on LinkedIn that somebody had written. And she works with people, with women who've had children and discovered that their corporate career has ended up on what they call the mummy track, instead of where they thought it was going to be, which was, you know, it was stratospheric before they had children, and all of a sudden they'd become the safe pair of hands at work. Mm-hmm. And she'd made some comment about the unequal impact it was making on women's lives compared to men's lives. And that was about 10 o'clock in the morning. She got a phone call from a journalist saying, can we have a chat? So she had a chat on with a guy on the phone. She ended up on the radio by about 5 o'clock that day. Then she got a phone call and ended up on the 10 o'clock news.
Yeah.
And the best bit was that when she rang her mum to say, hey, I've been on the news, her mum had seen her. Her mum had watched it on the news because that's my daughter, which is rather lovely.
It's brilliant.
The reason I'm sort of mentioning this is what she said is because of the way that we do this and this idea of a keynote presentation, because it was all in her head, because she'd learned it.
Yeah.
You know, she'd learned it as a presentation, that it was a story that she could tell. And she could jump in and out of the story because she knew it inside out and backwards. She understood who her ideal client is and what they were struggling with and what the impact of the coronavirus and lockdown and all of that was going to make to that client. Because once you know them, you can see where they are at any given time, can't you? When the world turns and we either come out of lockdown or back into lockdown or whatever's going on, you understand what the impact of that is on that client.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you ride the waves with them. If you're working with the people that resemble you, you ride those waves as well. So you know exactly what you need to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So once we've got the ideal client nailed and we've got the marketing message sorted in this like story format so that we remember it, then the next bit of the process is, where is your client? Where are they on and offline? Which social media platforms are important for you? And it's not the ones you like, sadly, it's the ones where your ideal client is. I had a coach say to me, I can't bear LinkedIn. And she wanted to work with people who wanted to move out of the law profession. It's like, they're going to be on LinkedIn. Oh, I hate it. It's like, okay, change your ideal client then. Because, you know, it's not, you're not the star of your marketing show. There's only one star of your marketing show, and it's your client, not you. So we'll look at different social media skills in this process. And of course, whilst you'll be doing the mentoring, I'll be dipping in and out with my skills to help and support you. And so once we've got social media nailed and how we post across social media and how we get our message in front of the people who need to be able to see it, and the way we do that is curate audiences before we start putting our content out, then we're going to look at how you can use your coaching skills to sell, how you don't have to be scared of selling and feeling icky and sticky and salesy and pushy and all of that stuff, how it's just a coaching conversation.
Yeah.
It really is, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I used to, before the coaching revolution and face-to-face networking, it was a conversation. You know, I identified over this year that actually what I used to do at networking events was skim around the outside of these events and talk to those people who felt as cringeworthy as I am with selling. You know, and it was just literally a conversation with them.
Yeah, absolutely. So once we've sorted out how you use your coaching skills to sell, then we're going to look at data, interpret, adapt, overcome. What's working? What's not working? How do I tweak what isn't working to make it work? And how to understand what's happening with your marketing, because it's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's eye-opening as well, what works and what doesn't. You'd be very, very surprised.
Yeah. And of course, the definition of what works is what is generating the inbound inquiries. What's making people come to you and say, here, Becky, I read this thing that you wrote or heard this thing that you said, and you're talking about me. Because that's what this process does. Yeah. It does away with having to chase clients. They come to you.
Yes, lovely. Thinking of Anna Maddox there, thinking of her, one of her posts, immediate response. Fantastic. Yeah.
Her first post ever. Within 4 hours of doing a post on LinkedIn, she had an inquiry from somebody who looks exactly like her ideal client, which is a record, that. 4 hours is a record. I think it was under 4 hours, actually. But anyway. So once you've got in the habit of looking at the data, looking at what's working, looking at what's not working, we're going to help coaches, mentees on the group program to look at designing their own group program. Because, you know, coaches are very comfortable with one-to-one coaching. But a group program is where you can start to leverage your time so you can help more people at the same time, which increases your hourly rate. Still you, still delivering the same amazing value, but doing it in small groups.
Yeah.
And then finally, the kind of the last bit of it is the rinse and repeat part, isn't it? So by the time you get to the end of it, well, go on, you tell me about rinse and repeat.
Just keep doing what works, you know? And it is as simple, it sounds simple, doesn't it? But it is, that consistency is key. And I know you always say that, consistency. And just repeat.
Yeah. And that showing up even when you don't want to.
Yeah.
You know,
when you've got a full diary, still show up.
Yes. Yes. And even when, so I was talking to a coach recently who said something really interesting. She was doing this little tiny, tiny bit of marketing each day. And funnily enough, nothing was happening. And once she kind of got past that and started to do a bit more and started to get these inbound inquiries, and I noticed that there was like this big shift. And I'd said, what's changed? And she said, and it was really interesting, she said, when I was doing this little tiny bit, I was thinking, well, I'm making this effort and nothing's happening, so why would I want to put more effort in?
Yeah.
And it's like, that was a real eye-opener for me, because I'd never thought about it. Like, you know, I'm kind of an all-or-nothing girl, a bit like you, really. It's like, right, I know what to do. Let's go and do it. But this idea that, well, if I just do a little tiny bit, let's see what happens. Well, nothing happens with a little tiny bit, because our responsibility as coaches who are building businesses is to make ourselves visible.
Yeah, make that impact quickly.
Yeah, and the thing is, you don't have to be visible to the whole world.
No.
You don't. You just have to be visible to people who look like your ideal client.
Yeah.
And it sounds so easy when you say it like that, doesn't it?
I know.
And now that you know how to do it, it actually is that easy. But knowing how to do it is a challenge.
I did not know. And it's, you know, it's been wonderful. One of the most wonderful experiences I've had, I must say that. I'm not just saying that because you've asked me to be a mentor either.
Of course not. It's very nice that you think that, but that isn't a prerequisite. So how do people join the waiting list for our group mentoring program, and what does it cost and all of those things? I'm saying this now, this is now, 18:34 on Sunday night. Before I post this video and before I post this podcast, what date are we on? 28th February 2020. Before I post this podcast, I will have updated our website. So if you go to the page that says Our Mentoring, there's a button that says Group Mentoring that takes you to the page that will have all the information on it.
Fantastic.
And I can't wait to see where this next adventure takes us.
It'll be amazing. Be lovely.
Yeah, I'm really excited that you're joining the mentor team. It's a nice feeling to have it grow, to have you on board. It's a very nice feeling.
It'll be great fun, and it's something I love. It's something I enjoy, and it's something I'm really good at. So let's do it.
Absolutely, Becky Field. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thanks, Sarah.
You've been listening to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com. If you go to Facebook and search Coaching Republic, you can find our business building community, especially for coaches. See you there.